Good afternoon. My name is Alyssa Flores, and I have been working with the use of concentrate from a reverse osmosis plant for agricultural irrigation. In arid regions of the southwestern United States, water is a limited resource because of low rainfall, high evaporation, low quality groundwater, and dwindling amounts of surface water. Increasingly, groundwater is used to meet water supply demands. However, about 75% of this water is saline and needs to be treated before it's considered potable. The Brackish Groundwater National Desalination Research Facility in Alamogordo, New Mexico, uses reverse osmosis to treat groundwater, but this results in a highly saline concentrate that must be disposed of in an environmentally sound way. One proposed method of disposal is the land application of concentrate for the irrigation of salt-tolerant plants. So in this study, we tested the survival and growth of 6 plant species in a greenhouse using reverse osmosis concentrate and evaluated the transport behavior of the concentrate in 2 different soils. We chose barley and triticale as our food crops, mesa pepperwort and switchgrass as our biomass crops, four-winged saltbush and inland saltgrass as our fodder crops. We used 3 treatments of increasing salinity, and they were prepared and gradually introduced to the plants after the seedling establishment. We did physical measurements such as height, number of leaves, and length of leaves, which were taken at days 30, 60, and 90. The photosynthetic rates were measured after days 60 and 90, and the plants were irrigated consistently with a constant irrigation volume across all species per soil requirements, and the leaching fractions were measured. For further transport behavior, 2 cores were packed with soil in the lab and subjected to cycles of wetting and drying using the concentrate. The cores were then analyzed with a scanning electron microscope. In the greenhouse study, we found that the barley, the triticale, the inland saltgrass, and the mesa pepperwort had little to no growth variability across the treatments. The four-winged saltbush growth increased slightly with increasing salinity, whereas the switchgrass growth decreased. The switchgrass was also the only species to have substantially visible, noticeable growth differences as seen in the pictures. In the sand soil cores, salt deposition was observed inside the cores and on particle surfaces. Further tests to distinguish between the silicates and other minerals have begun but are still in progress, and the analysis of ion uptake for the greenhouse study has also been proposed. So the results of this preliminary study suggest that land application could be a viable method of concentrate disposal, and it could provide widespread implementation of inland groundwater desalination.
We have time for questions.
Yeah, I was wondering, what was the concentration of the concentrate relative to seawater? What was the?
Our seawater is about 50 Joseph Siemens per meter, so our highest was mixed with our fertilizer ended up being about 8.2 Joseph Siemens. About a fifth. Yes.
More questions? Thank you.